Alligator Blood moves up and takes it, then Groundswell. Dallas Ann needs to find, followed by Conqueror Super Seth. But Alligator Blood, 100 metres to go, races away. Three lengths in front, Super Seth is flying. Alligator Blood stopping Super Seth from the clouds. It's close. Super Seth has put in a mighty lunge. Photo, Super Seth may have got Alligator Blood. It's a photo.
Oh, it was one of the closest Caulfield Guineas finishes we can recall. And the man who was right on the line, having a great look to his left at Ryan Maloney on Alligator Blood, was Mark Zara. I wonder if he thought he'd won it on the line. Good morning, Mark. Well done.
Morning, Michael. Cheers. Yeah, good day.
That's a great photo of you right on the line with your head turned to the left looking at Alligator Blood. Did you know whether you'd won or not on the line?
To be honest, I thought I won actually easier than what it was. I thought I won by about a head or a little bit more. And then when I seen the photo, I thought, he's a little bit closer than what I thought that.
Gee, finished well, didn't he? He's a good horse that's been underrated until Saturday, I think.
Yeah, well, he's just taken a bit of time to, you know, get it all together. Like, I was around the bend, I thought I was no hope. I didn't think I'd even finish in the first three. He'd come off the bridle. Couldn't get him to go, but then once he straightened up and changed legs, he took off.
And it was interesting, a Group 1 double for you at Caulfield, and reasonably similar type rides and finishes on both of them. How do you think the track played on Saturday? To the eye, it looked like it was perfect.
Yeah, he played really well. I mean, they won, you know, they won up front early in the day. Might have chopped out a little bit later, but that's always good. You know, you like, you know, if there's a bias, you prefer it not to be, you know, hard rail. It's always better when you can get off and get to better ground. And it played terrific. It was in great order.
How many Group 1s have you now won, Mark?
I think that's 15, I'm pretty sure.
Is that one of your best days at the office? Two massive Group 1s?
Yeah, I'd say best day for sure. Mm. Yep.
Were you confident heading into the meeting? Because Cape of Good Hope was about a 20-1 pop in the Caulfield Stakes. We didn't know much about it. What chance did you give the international?
No, actually going into the meeting, I thought I've got a couple of okay rides, but nothing really that stood out. And I didn't really know, to be honest. I just looked at a few of his replays, Cape of Good Hope, and I mean, some of them were okay, some were just fair, but obviously he was racing in a lot better company. And then, he showed what company he's racing against and how good he is against our lot on Saturday.
What kind of feel did he give you?
No, he gave me like a great feel because I had to, you know, wait for age race, and I had to wait for, you know, Brad to go and black up first before I could get out underneath the Godolphin runner. So, you know, for me, I'd have to wait for him to go and then and to chase him down like he's an old warrior, black up art. Like, I really had to have a crack, my guy, the last 50 to get the better of him. It was a good win.
Have you locked in to him in the Cox Plate?
I haven't just yet, just working out a few things, but I'll probably work it out the next couple of days.
Who else is in the mix?
Well, sort of Kingsville Dream, if they went to the Cox Plate, was going to be in the mix, but I think they might go Caulfield Cup, but you know, I've got my manager on the ball there, so you can work it out.
On the internationals and the locals here, it looks like there's no Winks, obviously, that we've got a pretty even bunch of open-class horses. Is it going to be hard to beat the internationals throughout the spring, do you think?
Yeah, look, like I said, for those, especially like in that weight for age, like with Winks gone, we sort of, not really anyone new, like we've still got the same old horses going round, you know, Blackheart Bart and the like, Gallo Chop and all those. So, I mean, it just showed on Saturday, didn't it? My horse, his form was not too bad, but his form was through the roof over in Europe. So you'd think the other ones with similar form will be racing that type of class. They're going to run really well against our mob.
You've ridden for a lot of great trainers over the years. The performance of Anthony Friedman, especially in Group 1s, to have the horses right and ready to go on the day. They've got a phenomenal strike rate. What is it about Anthony? Because he's pretty quiet in the media. We don't get to hear from him too often, that he can just produce the horses on the days.
Yeah, well, I think he's him and he's got a great team around him, and they listen. They listen to feedback. I find they're very good in that way. And they have their horse peaking for the right race. You know, sometimes you can't try and win a race every start in the prep. I think they do that great, where they, they get their horse to win peak and win the right race at the right time. And, you know, his record and how since he's taken over, it's just been outstanding.
It's hard to get a handle on how good these three-year-olds will be until probably 12 months down the track. But what's your gut feeling about Super Seth and the like that he beat in the Caulfield Guineas? Do you think it's a good crop of three-year-olds?
I think it was obviously a good field, and you can't deny the way he'd done it with that horse. You know, getting clear and just having to chase one down, and you know, the effort, because I was so far apart. You know, a lot of horses when they're that far apart get a bit lost, trying to chase one down. Usually, you like to let them run into one, like close to it, so they get a feel for it and chase the other horse down. But for him to go right down the middle of the track, away from the other horse, and to just be that strong through the line, I think it's a great win, and I think it'd be better even when he gets over a bit further. And he still said, even with his action, that he's still learning. But in saying that, he is a colt, so you never know how long you got him for, do you?
Oh, well, that's right. But you think he's a 2,000-metre horse, potentially?
I think he'd get 2,000, no worries at all.
Big couple of days for you coming up too. You're on the favourite, the $14 million Everest. When do you head up to Sydney and start to partake in all the festivities?
No, I'll leave the festivities to everyone else. I'll just get up there and ride the horse. That'll do me. So I'll get up there Friday. I think I'll have jump outs here Friday morning and then go up to the Friday afternoon and then go through my normal routine and have to get the money Saturday.
Gee, it was good. His return, you must have been absolutely delighted with that run against Sunlight last weekend.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't seen him, during the prep, so it's good to see him go to the races and run like that. And looks as though he had quite a bit of improvement in him too, so hopefully he can peak this week.
You happy with how the race looks like will pan out on paper now that Nature Strip's in it? Looks like there should be genuine good speed in the Everest, which would suit Centre and Elaine down to the ground.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, he's a back marker, so when I seen Nature Strip was in it, I had a bit of a smile to myself, because with only Redzel, even though he rolls along all right, Redzel, but he can sort of get it his own way and be hard to run down. And you never know exactly how it's going to run out, but yeah, the more ones up there up front making a genuine tempo, the better for me, for sure.
Could be a huge week for you, Mark. We wish you all the best. Just a quick one before I let you go. Liar in the 1,000 guineas. What do you make of her run?
She went okay, but I don't think she gets the mile. I reckon probably 1,400 might pull her up.
Good on you, Mark. Well done. A Group 1 double on Saturday. Congratulations.
No worries. Cheers. Thanks very much.
Mark Zara, who...